Wasn't true. She was just out in the kitchen. What happened to Mommy when Daddy came home?
She disappeared.
Is it true? Where did she go?
She went into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Now, why are you drinking that apple juice?
Because I love it.
Orange juice.
Mm-hmm. I love orange juice. And I love apple juice. I won't chew any more junk food.
Not?
No.
Okay. How about Coca-Cola?
No, I don't want to drink it, and I don't want to chew gum.
Good. Do you eat a good rice?
No. I'm gonna wet my rice cold a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But some of my rice is corn. So I'm going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Marky's going to eat some hot rice. And Ross said, Marky doesn't care if it's hot, as he saw Marky eating the rice. And then he said, why doesn't he? Okay, Ross is telling us the story about each of his postcards from his trip. What? But Ross, okay, and he said, we got there, but it was an old house, and policeman was there. Policeman wasn't there, right?
Weren't
there, okay. Policeman weren't there. And it was so rainy because clouds were raining, right?
No.
And then we went to go on to...
No, clouds made it rain.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened? Ross was trying to get a mushroom on his fork, a mushroom with a lot of sauce, and he said, I can't catch one. They're so sloppy. Right?
Twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Way up all the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Good. Want to do rub-a-dub-dub now?
Yeah. Rub-a-dub-dub. Three men in the tub. Who would they be?
Uh-huh.
Butcher? Beggar, candlestick maker, turn them out, then all three.
Good. How about,
Tiny Tucker.
Okay. Little Tiny Tucker.
Things for supper. What shall he eat? A valley knife. How should he eat? How should he marry? A valley wife.
Very good. Okay, how about, what else do you know?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. All with thunder riding and one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, it's thunder.
Is to ride
into
one horse open sleigh. Okay. Do you know the one about Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah. Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Then on Friday Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you go on my sleigh tonight? There's another song about, oh, you better watch out.
Better not cry.
You better not cry.
Better not pout.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you.
Why? The Claus is coming to town. If you know that you were awake, you know that you are bad.
Or good.
Or good.
So,
You better watch
so
out.
So be good for goodness sake.
Next.
Oh.
Oh.
You better watch out.
Better watch out. Better watch out.
Good. Hey, diddle diddle.
Hey, diddle diddle. The cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. The cat.
The little.
The little.
Dog.
Dog left to see sport.
Mm-hmm.
And the spoon went with the plate went with
the spoon.
The spoon.
Just ran away with the spoon. Okay, how about Humpty Dumpty?
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Some Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again.
Very good. Ross said that, we'll get back to Mark right now.
No.
Ross said, Chewbacca's the same as the horse. They're both brown, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now explain to me about Chewbacca and the horse now.
Chewbacca is the same as the horse. The horse is not the same as the horse.
No, why not?
Because, very brown.
Stormtrooper's very brown?
No. That horse is not Chewbacca.
Or what?
Not him. That he shouldn't go on there. He's Chewbacca should.
Oh, you're pointing at the Stormtrooper and said he shouldn't go on there. Chewbacca should, right?
Yeah.
Well, what about somebody else like the Blue Monster?
Nah, Blue Monster can't stand on there.
Why not?
He could.
What?
Watch.
He could stand on the horse.
Watch.
Excellent. He likes it. What's wrong with the Blue Monster going on the horse?
He might be better on the horse.
Why doesn't he?
Because
why?
Don't tell me, I'm not question.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, now, let me ask another question. What have you been doing while I was gone?
Mike kicked me in the chin.
You did? Where did it hurt?
It hurt there and I cried.
Uh-huh. There being your lip, right?
Yeah.
Hurt on your lip and you cried. And then what did Mommy do about it?
She said, Mommy kissed me and said, She said, hey, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what else have you been doing this morning?
I was very good.
You were very good?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I don't know what I did.
You must have just been good and sweet to your mommy. Probably you were friendly.
Yeah.
And what else?
I was good.
That's it. That's the end of the story?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you plan to do now? What do you plan to do now? No, Mark. It's a Stormtrooper, Mark.
Huh?
Now, what do you plan to do now? What are you going to work on now? What are you going to work on now?
To where you going to do it.
What am I going to work on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably work on some of my tapes.
Why?
Just to get some good examples of some of the things that you say.
No, so how would you get money?
Money?
Yeah.
By doing some work.
That's really hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't go to sleep if you do that.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about our house in Budapest? How did it look?
It looked pretty stupid.
Okay, what was in there?
Well, pretty stupid things.
Like, give me an example. Where did you sleep?
In a stupid bed.
Yeah? And?
Stupid.
Yeah, and what else? Where did Mommy live?
She said she sleeps in the stupid bed too.
In the same bed with you?
Yeah.
No. Come on, tell me what the house looked like.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
You don't remember how we got in the house?
No, I'm Stupid.
Stupid?
Stupid.
That stupid word?
Again.
Yes.
A goblin, stupid.
Buta what? Buta.
Yes.
Yes, Buta.
Thank you.
Kasi?
Gigante.
Akkor az nem jó.
Nem
jó. És a Márk is
nem jó.
Nem jó.
Nem jó.
Nem jó. Márk azt mondja, hogy nem jó.
Jó.
Miért jó?
Jó. 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 Stupid.
Said, Mommy's still not big. And what he meant was, Mommy's not big enough to climb up on. In this game that he was playing, where he was climbing up on people. Ross said, you were wrong about holding the boy's head. First you do this, and then you do this, and then you wind it up in here. And what he meant was, you were wrong that the only way to crank up the airplane toy that you'd give me for my birthday was to hold the boy's head down. Instead, you can hold the propeller down or the wheels down, and meanwhile crank it up. This pilot day is the 20th of August. Russ was eating some spaghetti and said, I'm very well at eating spaghetti. A little bit before that he said, what is Marky crying about? Don't tell me. Right?
One of this.
He said, don't tell me anymore. Ross, can I sit down there again?
Yes.
Ross was telling me about some things. He just introduces topics without really introducing them at all. He wants to put his legs up, he said. And then he said, why'd they send those toys back to America?
Why did
they? The toys, which toys, honey?
The ones that were at Bookshop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I got it. Right here. Okay?
That looks good.
Thanks.
Wait.
Milk? That's tea, honey.
Tea.
Marky wants milk.
Milk.
There's no milk, Mark. I asked Ross if he wanted to button my button, and he said, unbutton it. I tried to do it, and he said, let me do it. You want more love, Mark?
I did it.
Okay.
Yeah. Take a mug of salad.
Okay. Ross heard Sue and I talking about some example of topicalization. We said The Count is an example of a Russian novel, and Ross walked up and said, why are you talking about The Count? Ross said, do you know which shirt I want? I want my new shirt that I bought.
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh. And so he was trying to introduce his topic by specification in that case. Uh-huh. Ross said, but I bought some new pants for here. Did you lose them? And I said, no, I washed them. Where are they? Somewhere, yeah. Mary said, how come you gave Marky your beer? He said, he'll be staggering. I said, he's already staggering. And Ross said, he'll get excited. And he said, I want beer too.
Beer.
You'll get excited.
No, I won't.
You sure?
No. I want.
Who else do you know who gets excited?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
No, I'm bad.
Why? Who was bad?
It's bad.
Was it bad grape?
Angel.
And why was it bad?
I spit out.
I see. Ross was talking about wanting to go to the store with me. He said, I want to go to the store with you. And he said, are you going to stay here, Daddy? And we went a long discussion. You're going to stay here for a long time, Daddy? And I said, where is here? Are you in this room? And he said, no, here now. Yeah, I said, yeah, I'll stay here a little bit. And he said, you're going to stay with us now? And then he said, but I want to go shopping with you, Daddy. So he reinstated the topic of earlier, which was shopping with a but I want to go shopping with you, Daddy.
I'm going to shop with you, Daddy.
You do? Okay, just go ahead and tell me about it.
I want to go shopping and buy Spider-Man books. and punches the number for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll go shopping. That's when I go shopping with you.
Good, very good. A noun.
And
you can count up amounts. Gentlemen, please to announce. You can count up amounts. So start counting. So start counting now.
Aha! Aha! Yes!
Very good. You're learning it, aren't you? You're going to get a good memory for that kind of thing. Pa says, I'm going to have a good memory. He means from remember.
He says remember,
he? Oh, no, he says memory. Yeah. Instead of remembery, he says memory. It means memory. Ross and Mark are in their room arguing with each other. And Ross is saying, Shandor. And Mark's saying, Mark. And then he's saying, no. And Ross is saying, Shandor. Ross is saying, Mark. And Mark is saying, no. Not very high level, but that's what's going on. Mark is saying Ross, and then Ross is saying Shandor. Ross said, Mark, my brother, Mark, my brother, he called me Mark. Oh, he called me Shandor, and he called... Okay. Mark, my brother, called me... What did he call you?
He called me Mark.
And him, Ross. Okay, that's right. Mark, my brother, called me Mark, and him, Ross. Okay. And what does he do now?
He doesn't
say it anymore.
Yes.
He won't say it anymore, will he? Because you asked him not to, right? Okay. Yeah. I was stepping on Ross's feet and he said, it doesn't hurt to me. I don't care if you do it. He meant, I don't mind if you do it. It doesn't hurt me. Right, Ross?
Yeah.
You're asking Ross about all the countries and all the people that spoke all the language, you know, South English and England. And after a while he got bored and he said, let's not talk anymore about this. Let's don't talk anymore about this, right? Let's don't teach anybody about this. It's too hard.
Yeah.
It's too hard. We could teach them to read.
Yeah. Let's teach them.
Teach them how to read? Not now.
Yeah.
When we have a lot of time and really can work. I can show you one word.
Okay.
I told Ross to tell Mommy that we were going to go to the store and he came back and said, I telled Mommy. Right? Emphasis on tell. I telled. What? You telled her? No, you say, I told her, honey.
I told her.
Very good. We put some nice warm pants on Mark, and Ross said, these will keep Marky warm, and he touched his pants. Gwia told Ross that Marky needed warm pants. Ross, you can't have your pants up like that.
Why?
Because you're going to freeze.
No.
So you're going to freeze the legs off. Ross said, was watching some boys riding the bicycle, and said they're real big, and he says, I want to be as big as they are. I want to be stronger than they are. I want to be real big.
Strong.
What?
They're not strong.
They're not strong? How strong do you want to be?
That's
strong. I see, that's
strong.
I asked Ross, what's black about that chair? Because he said he was behind the black chair. And he said, it's behind it. No, it's in back of it. It's in back of it. It was a white plaid chair with a black backing. And Ross was hiding behind the white plaid chair with the black backing and told me that he was under the black chair. And that was his remark. It's in back of it.